Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Reigning in Life. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If you would turn with me this evening to the book of Romans, we began a few weeks ago a new series, and this, I believe, is our fifth session. So really, to get the most out of tonight, it would have helped if you'd have heard the previous four. Tapes are available. Soon, CDs and DVDs will be available. Are you glad about that? Yeah, we'll catch up to the 2004. But we're thankful for what we've been able to do too, aren't we? I mean, you know, sometimes you got to remind yourself we're just 2.5 years old. I mean, that's not that old, and we got to be thankful. Amen. But how many believe the Lord's got a lot further He can take us? Oh, how many believe, you know, as they say, we hadn't seen anything yet. I mean, God's a big God. Oh, He can do so much if we'll just cooperate with Him and yield to Him and follow Him, obey Him. In Romans chapter 5, we'll begin reading in verse 12. Romans 5, 12. Back up to verse 8. But God commends His love toward us. How many know that He loves you? In that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood. Now let's just stop right there. Being when justified?
Now.
Are you justified now? How? Say it out loud. I'm justified now. By His blood. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Do we have to be scared and concerned about the wrath of God coming on the earth or judgment? No, not us. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement, or actually the margin says, the reconciliation. Wherefore is by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin's not imputed where there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come. Death did what? Death reigned. It ruled and reigned. Verse 15. But not as the offense, so also is the free gift. The King James here is pretty King Jamesy. How many understand we don't talk like that? We don't say, not as the Ford, so is the Chevy. What would we say? The Ford is not like the Chevy, right? That's what we'd say. Or the Chevy is not like the Ford. Well, that's, you know, sometimes it'll help you to read another translation or two, because, you know, this was originally written not in Elizabethan English, not in English at all, but in Greek. So it's a translation. It's a good one. Don't you misunderstand me. I like the King James. But even so, thank God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Right? He helps you out. Through past the these and the thous and the dursts and all this. He said the offense is not like the free gift. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God and the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded to many. And not as it was by one that sinned is the gift. Now that's another way of saying it. What Jesus has done in the gift is not like the sin that happened in Adam. Right? How many understand? He keeps repeating the thought. Why? What Jesus has done is far greater than what Adam did. Right? Because of the sin that came through Adam, death reigned over the earth and over everybody born in the earth. How many understand if there had never been any sin, there would never have been any death? Death was not a part of God's original plan. To say that death was a part of God's original plan, you have to say sin was. Did he know it was going to happen? Yeah, he knows the end from the beginning. But just because God knew it was going to happen doesn't mean it's his will. Doesn't mean it pleases him. All of the death, all of the destruction, all of the lack, all of the sickness, all of the heartache, all of the abuse in the earth is because man has a free will. Not because God chose it for us. Not because it's God's will and God's plan. Now some people try to say it, but friend, God's a good God. He made the earth and he made man the way he wanted it. And the effects of sin on man and the earth is not an improvement on God's original design. Right? How many of you, in the beginning, we see perfection. And after everything is changed and God, you know, restores everything and there's no more curse, what's it like in the end? Perfection. Glory to God. That's the will of God that never changes. That was his will. It will be his will. What about now? It is his will. He doesn't change. But he truly gave man a free will. So man can choose to disobey God. And so what's the wages of sin? Death. That doesn't please God. In fact, death is not of God. You know, I don't care to hear people say, you know, well, God took them in death. The Bible tells it, don't just look at me like that now. 1 Corinthians 15, read it, says death is the enemy of God. It's the last enemy of God that'll be put underfoot. No. Glory to God, soon and very soon, we'll be in a situation where we can never die. The flowers don't die. The trees don't die. The animals don't die. Nothing ever die again. You looking forward to that? Won't be long. Won't be long. Now, we're closer to the fulfillment of all these things than anybody else, any generation has ever been. Right? We're closer to it than anybody's ever been. Aren't you glad the Lord let you live in this day? I guess he could have had you live a long time ago, you know, but you and I are, we're in this generation. Where so much knowledge and so much revelation and so many things. How many want to be on the very cutting edge, so to speak, of what God's doing in the earth? And we know we could be the generation that sees him come back. Thanks be unto God. Keep reading. He said, verse 16, not as it was by one that sinned is the gift. For the judgment was by one to condemnation, but the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. Have you heard this word come up again and again? Justification. Right? Justified by his blood. Now, the same word that's translated justified is translated made righteous. Made just, made righteous. A lot of times these are the same words. The idea is the same. And he said, not as by the one that sinned is the gift. By the one who sinned, judgment came to condemnation. Everybody say sin.
Sin.
Condemnation.
Condemnation.
Judgment.
Judgment.
Now that's the effects of sin. That's what happened through Adam. But what happened through Jesus? The free gift is of many offenses unto justification. For if by one man's offense, death did what? Reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. If we really knew what that meant, service would probably be over. We'd just run and shout and yell and till we fell out. Get up and do it again. Well, that's why we're preaching on it, so we can find out what it means. Death reigned. But what about now, since Jesus has come? Do we have to let death reign over us? Does sin have to rule us? Does condemnation have to govern us? No. Now that Jesus has come, if you put faith in Him and you receive the free gift, you receive the abundance of grace and the gift of what? Look at it in your Bible now. What enables us to reign in life by one Jesus Christ? Abundance of grace and what? The gift of righteousness. So what if people are not reigning in this life? Then they're not receiving and operating in the abundance of grace. And they haven't come to the realization that they've been made righteous. They haven't received and they're not operating in the knowledge of this righteousness. Even when you say the word, so many Christians, it's just, they've heard it, but they don't really have a clue what it means. What do you mean righteous? And most people would quickly agree that it sounds like something they're probably not. And people will tell you, well, you know, I do the best I can. Ask people sometime that claim to be Christians, just look them in the face and say, are you righteous? What would most Christians respond? Well, I would say that. I mean, I try to live right, you know. Well, are you righteous? Well, this is not fair to ask that in this church. I mean, yeah. But I'm glad you're telling me that. But do you see what I'm talking about? This is not widely known or seen or believed. And it's also why Christians in general are not reigning in life. Now, we've touched on a number of different things, but tonight I want us to begin to get into this. How do we reign in life by Christ Jesus? Tell me again. We do it by the abundance of grace. Well, if it's grace, it's not works. Right? If it's by grace, it's not by intense effort. If it's by grace, it's not because you earned it, or merited it, or deserved it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Reigning in Righteousness, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1001E. That's R-1001E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.